The first time psychiatrists stepped forward to say something about a presidential candidate was in the nuclear age, when Republican Barry Goldwater seemed all too eager to use nuclear weapons. 1964 presidential candidate. 1,189 psychiatrists co-signed an article saying that Barry Goldwater was psychologically unfit to be president. And after that, the American Psychiatric Association decided to institute a rule calling it unethical to offer professional opinions about someone without the professional examination of that person. That rule has been broken this year by a number of psychologists and psychiatrists who have decided that the more important rule to observe in the case of President Trump is the duty to warn. Mental health professionals have a duty to warn others when they see a danger presented to other people. They have a duty to violate patient confidentiality in cases like that. There are now more than 26,000 signatures on an online petition entitled "Mental Health Professionals Declare Trump is Mentally Ill and Must Be Removed." The petition cites the 25th Amendment as the proper procedure for removing a mentally ill president.